This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. When lawmakers return to Columbia next week, it will be for the final days of this year's legislative session. However, the two major items of business, next year's state budget and the key VC summer nuclear bill, have yet to pass. Following a two-day filibuster which ended early this morning, Democrats in the state Senate were able to, at least for the time being, derail an anti-abortion bill. In an unusual turn, opponents of the bill managed to turn it into a sweeping ban on all abortions, with the exception for rape, incest, and a mother's health, hoping to make a ban so broad that it would be declared unconstitutional. Democrat Brad Hutto of Orangeburg sponsored the amendment.
And what I hear from my colleagues over and over on the abortion debate is, well, we know this bill isn't going to do a whole lot, but we need to get it into the court so we can challenge Roe versus Wade. And so what I just said to him, look, if you want to challenge Roe versus Wade, pass a bill that undoes Roe versus Wade. And here it is. I don't support it, but if you do, vote for it.
Edgefield's Shane Massey, the Senate Republican leader, said it suited conservatives to go along with the Hutto Amendment.
He was trying to make it unconstitutional. But I think to some people on the right, a lot of Republicans kind of embraced that because the idea was to try to get a challenge to Roe v. Wade anyway. And Senator Hutto has provided that opportunity.
A spokesman for Planned Parenthood of South Carolina called the bill one of the most extreme in the country. With the short time left in this year's session, it's unclear if the abortion bill can be passed into law. If it is, Republican Governor Henry McMaster says he won't hesitate to sign it.
I think there's nothing wrong with that bill. In any bill that reduces abortions in South Carolina, I am for and I will sign it.
The House this week debated next year's state budget for the second time, giving the spending measure final approval just after midnight Thursday. The budget had already been approved by the House and Senate, but when House leaders attempted to add some last-minute spending items, many members balked, sparking 2 days of debate. The $8.2 billion state budget contains funding aimed at retaining retiring teachers and retaining retiring police officers to serve as school safety officers. The budget bill now heads to a conference committee where House and Senate members will attempt to work out differences in their versions of the bill. Another conference committee is trying to work out a compromise on the bill that reduces the nuclear charge customers of South Carolina Electric and Gas Company pay each month for the failed VC summer nuclear reactors. If lawmakers can't advance the budget and the nuclear bill by next Thursday's adjournment deadline, they'll have to return for a special session to consider them. Two other House-passed nuclear-related bills that strengthen the authority of the state's utility regulators passed out of a Senate committee this week and are awaiting debate by the full Senate. Senators and representatives took pot shots at the other body this week concerning a technical issue known as tax conformity. Historically, state income tax policy has conformed with the federal tax code. That makes it easier on taxpayers and on state officials monitoring state tax revenues. House and Senate leaders have different views on when and how to conform with the new federal tax code recently passed by Congress. Another bill leaders hope to push through before next week's adjournment would change the office of State Superintendent of Education from an elected position to a member of the governor's cabinet. A bill that restores mandatory vision exams for drivers renewing their licenses has received final approval, and it's on its way to the governor. The eye exam requirement was dropped a couple of years ago. Statehouse Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.